made it tonight. Rashi says, "Masne matzibur lechalkel nucholabor." He made a condition, like from the tzibur when he collected the money, that you should know, I'm going to give out this money, whoever comes to me. So therefore, I do not need two pushkas anymore, but rather one pushka is enough. I have a right to give it out to whoever I want, with any ani that comes, whether he's from this city or from a different city. So Iyo Nami Ovid Hoch, he did the same thing. Iyo Ovid Nami Iyo Nami Ovid Chat Kisa, he also only had now one pushka, V'yasni Olo, and he made a condition on it, that all the money he collects, he should have a right to give it to whichever ani he wants. Ravashi says, "I know me as nuyo nami loytzerichna. I do not even have to make this condition with the people when I collect the money. You know why? To hold the koosei, whoever gives me money, adatoi didi asoi. They're giving the money; they're relying it upon me. I'm going to give tzedakah to another gadol. Like you give him whoever he wants to give to. It's okay. It's even without this tonight. It's automatically understood." That whoever gave money to Ravashi to give out for tzedakah, they meant to give it to him, that he has the right to give it to wherever he wants. Therefore, he doesn't have to only give it to the aniyim of this city, he's allowed to give it to any ani he wants. Ulaman debinan yehivinalei. And whoever he wants to give it to, he has the right to give it to. Now the Gemara says, Hanu beitrei tavchi, there were two butchers, two tabochim, the avdi and yoni badiadodi. There were the two butchers in the city, and they made up between the two of them. The what? The whole man, the yovid, b'yom of the chavra, that they made up, you'll shecht on Monday, I shecht Tuesday, you do Wednesday, I do Thursday. They made up a day for each one of them. And they also made up between them a knas, that if anybody shecht on the day that doesn't belong to him, the whole man, the yovid, b'yom of the chavra, if you shecht on the day that's for me, nikru l'mashche, I'll rip up, tear up the skin of your animal. So what happened was, ozo chad minayu, Ovid b'yoyim of the chavrei, one of these two butchers shechted on the day that doesn't belong to him, on the day of his friend's day. So the other friend did rightfully, korra l'mashche, he saw that where the other one made a shechita the wrong day, he went and took that skin of his animal and ripped it up, destroyed it. So osla came with the Rava, they came in front of Rava. Chayvu Rava l'shlume, Rava was Machayev, the second one that ripped up the skin to pay him back. He made him pay for it. Eisva Rabbi Yemei b'shalmi l'Rava. So Rav Yehem Vashalmi has to kasha to Rava. How do you say, why did you say that he has to pay back for it? It says, Uliyasi Yakitsaisam. It says before that when the Anshir makes certain conditions, certain rules, they have a right to make a kanas. Whoever does not listen to the rule, we can make a kanas. So you see, you have a right to make a kanas. So here also, one butcher made a kanas upon the other one, so Huri has a right to rip up the skin. So Mar says, Lehad Le Rav, Rava didn't bother even to answer him. So Gemara says, Omara Papa said, you know, Shapa Rava Deloy Hadilei. It's good that Rava did not answer him. Why? Midi, it's good why he didn't answer him anything. Hani, Midi, when did we learn before? Hecha Delek Adam Choshev. When there's no Adam Choshev here, no Godol, then the people can make their own kenos on their own conditions. Avol Hecha Deko Adam Choshev, Lavko Kimnaya Damasni. When there's no Adam Choshev there in town, then they don't have the right to make their own conditions between the two of them to give the other one a permission, like to be Matakim. They're supposed to go to the Adam Godel. Since you did not go to the Adam Godel, you have no right to put a kanat. Therefore, here Rav said, the one that destroyed the other one's skin has to pay him. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Ein mechashvim zdobit stoko im gabait stoko. We don't make cheshbonis with the gabait stoko. Rashavei Mechashu means Loima Heche Nosna Moish Shegavisam. Like if we have two people that go around collecting the money, Bezno people don't go around asking him, what did you do with the money? We trust them that they gave out the money the way they were supposed to. That's called Ein Mechashvim B'tzdokim Gabay Tzdokah. For Loi Behegdish Imam Gizborim. The Gizbor, the one in charge of the money, Shal Hegdish also, we do not question him, what did he do with the money? V'yafapisha and Reiladover, there's no real proof of this, and Reiladover, but Zechaladover, I have a little proof, a little smasa from a posik. Shneva the posik says, V'lo yichoshu es anoshim, hashiitnu es hakesev ayodim, los es duesi amlocho, ki b'yamun heim oisim. Like, we didn't question these people where they gave out the money, because they did it b'yamun and we trusted them. So that's a little smasa, that all the gabari matzoko, we don't question them, what did they do with the money? Omer Rebeloza. Even though somebody has a gizbo, the person in charge of his house is a neman, you trust him, still, yotzer v'yimna. When you give him money, you should first wrap it up. Rashi says, Yotzer v'yimnam ha-kesev shumoyse b'yodai. If you're letting him hold on to your money, wrap it up and count it. Make sure you know how much money you give him. V'yafal pi shein abo imar l'cheshbon l'yachimikan, even though you don't have to ask him later what to do with the money, but yotzer v'yimna, still right now, wrap it up and count it. Shenem av yotzer v'yiminoi. V'odav v'nostas ha-kesev, ha-matuchen ha-mnuya yodai oysam locha. Shenema, the Pasuk says here also, Vayitzayru, they wrapped up the money, Vayimnu, they counted it. There's that much you should do, even though you don't have to question him later, but right now, maybe he'll be afraid more if he sees the way you know exactly how much money you gave him to watch. Omer Rav Huna, Boitkim lemezaynois, Vayayin boitkim lechsois. If a nani comes and says, I need money now to eat, to have no food, so we have to check him out to make sure he's a nani, make sure he's not a phony. But the ain boikum exus, the person says they have no clothing to wear, like he comes, Rashi says, Bo'orim, the guy comes naked, or else he comes mamish and shmatas in ripped clothing, then you have a right to give him clothing without checking them out. If you want to have a plastic for this, if you want to have a svara for this. Like if somebody comes naked, it's a tremendous embarrassment. So a person wouldn't do it unless he really doesn't have any clothing. Therefore, if he comes like that, we trust him, he has no clothing. But if a person that comes just to say, I have no food to eat, we don't know to trust him. He's not being mevaz himself. Maybe really he has money. Therefore, we have to check him out to make sure he really needs the money to eat with. If you want to have a pasuk. Pasuk says, Haloi porush l'rov lachmecho. Bishin ksiv porush v'oda havloi. Porush mashma, where a guy comes like he's hungry, first check him out. Porush means first check him out. Rashi's dorish the chokat chila. First make sure the person really needs the money, and then you give him the food to eat. Vosim ksib, another pasuk it says kisir orom uchsisoi, that kisir alter means if you see somebody naked, then right away go and give him clothing. You don't have to check him out first. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says boikim lichsois. We ain't breaking the mezonos. He says just the opposite. No, if somebody comes for clothing, you have to check him out, make sure he needs the money. But if somebody says he's hungry, he doesn't have what to eat, you're supposed to give him right away. That's the way we paskin. We paskin like this. Now, Iboy Yisayim Esvara, Iboy Yisayim Ekruo. Iboy Yisayim Esvara. Hai kom etzarolei, v'hai lo kom etzarolei. Now, this one now that doesn't have food to eat, he's in tzar. He says he's pain, he says he's hungry. And since he's hungry, he has tzar. But the other one that's walking around without clothing, he has no tzar. Like, obviously, he's used to it. So since he's used to it, just he wants to wear clothing, that's not called he has tzar pain right now. Therefore, for him, you have a right to first check out, make sure he really needs the clothing. He boy is saying the crew, if you want to have a plastic here. Boy is saying the crew, ho choksiv haloi porus l'rov lachmecho. Porus means li'alter, means right away. When it says with a shin, so what? He says porus means like spread out right away. Ukedekarinon. And the way we read it, not the way it's written, but the way we read it porous. Like it has a stomach there. Or like a sin. We don't read it with a shin. We read it with a sin. So therefore, it means spread out right away, give him food. V'osam ksiv, ki sira orum uksisoi, means kishiyira l'cho. When you, Rashi says, shein aramai, when you see that he's not a phony, when you see that he really needs the food, the clothing, then you're supposed to give it to him. But before that, you don't have to give it to him. Tanya kavosat Rav Yehuda. I have a proof to Rav Yehuda. Omak soini, if somebody says I need clothing to wear, boitkin, achrov. You have to first check him out to see if he really needs it. Parnesuni, somebody says I need food to eat, ain't boitkin, we don't check him out. That's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda Svara. A person says he's hungry, he has pain now, you have to give him to eat right away. Tanan Hossam, we're not over there. Ain't poichsin lioni oiver mi mokam lamokam mi kika bapunyin mi yarbe son latella. That if somebody, a noni, comes around and says doesn't have what to eat, you have to give him this type of a bread. Lan, the guy says I have no place to sleep. Nice and loy panosas lino. You have to give him what he needs for the night. My panosas lino, what does it mean what he needs for the night time? Omira papa puriyo besadya. You have to give him a bed and a pillow, you have to give him. Shabbos, the guy says he doesn't have anything for the week. Nice and loy, or the guy says he doesn't have anything to eat for Shabbos. His nice and loy mozen shalos sudish. You give him food for three meals. Tony would learn like this. If the oni was going around collecting, asking for money from people by the houses, by the doors, then you don't have to give him. Since like he himself knows how to go around and collect his own money, so we don't have to give him from the kupa. The kupa is only taniyim that are too embarrassed to go around asking for money themselves. But if somebody by himself goes around asking for money, he'll collect enough for himself, then the God by stock does not have to give him. And who only the master of Sochlin, who only went around asking money for the, by the doors, to Yosel, the Kaim of the Rapapa, he didn't give him. Omele Rasoma Redu Rav Yevle Rav Papa Imal Lai Mezdakle, if you're not going to give him Inishachwin Lai Mezdakle, nobody else will give him, Lemus will die. So that's the reason why you should give him. I have Otanya Moi Oni Masa Psochim Im Zokin Loi Omele Zokin Loi Lematonim Ruba Am Zokin Loi Lematonim Wetis. You don't have to give him a lot, but a little bit you have to give him. Because if you're not going to give him, the people will learn not to give him either. Then nobody will give him. So therefore, then you need to give him just a little bit. And since you know this guy can go around and collect the money himself, you don't have to give him too much, just a little bit. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf tesam aleph. Again, from the first, the big lines. Tnan Hossen went over there. Ein poistin le'oni he'oiver mi'mokim le'mokim mi'kika b'pundion mi'ar b'soin b'sela. That an oni that passes by, you have to give him this much bread to live on for the day, like food for the day. Rashi says it means kikar, a loaf of bread, halakuach bepunyin, that you pay this price for it. Kishalokin arba soin chitin besela, when the price of four saws is a sela, then how much you pay for punyin, that much bread is how much you have to give to the yoni. Lord, what's going to be if he wants to sleep over? Noistin loy panosas lini, you have to give him enough to sleep overnight. My panosas lini, what is that? On a rapapa puriya beisad, you have to give him a bed and you have to give him a pillow. Shabbos, let's say you want to stay over Shabbos, so noistin loy mosin sholashudis, you have to give the yoni the meal for three meals. Tony, we learned imhoya master alapsoch. Let's say this oni was going and begging, asking for money. He himself went around to ask people for money. Then any sokakin loy, when it comes to the gabbai tzokah, the gabbai tzokah does not have to give him, since he collects for himself. He does not need from the gabbai. Who wanted? There was a poor man there, he used to went around by the doors to ask for money. The Yosla came with a pop, he came in front of a pop with a garbage stocker. He did not give him. And the story is, because the Kupa foot stocker is for people that don't go around asking for money. But if you're a barhoka that you can go around asking money for yourself, so Mistami can make enough, you don't have to take from the garbage stocker. So a pop didn't want to give him. But oh, Malay Rav Soma Bread, the Rav Yeba, the Rav Papa, he said to Rav Papa, listen, if you're not going to give him stokah, then inish achrin alay mizdakaglay. Nobody else is going to want to give him stokah. Like if they see that you don't give him, other people also won't give him. If so, lamislay, he's going to die. So, therefore you should give him. But he asked back, I, Votanya, we learned, him, or you only have master al apsokim ainizakaglay. We learned that if the oni himself goes around and asking for money, so then the gabbai does not have to give him. Or Malays, he answered back like this. True, you don't have to give him a lot of money. A noni that doesn't go around collecting and come to the gabbai, he has to give him enough money for that day, or for that week. Mashenka, a person that goes around collecting for himself, the gabbai does not have to give him that much money. But a little present you have to give him. In other words, you have to give him something. And the reason is that people should not go around saying, if he did not give, I'm not going to give him. And the person will die. So therefore, a little bit you're supposed to give him. Omer Rabasi, Liyolam Ayim Noodam Atzmoy Milosei Shlish HaShekel B'Shona. Really, the mitzvah tzedakah is to give at least a third of a shekel a year. That's how much you have a chiyuv to give. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, no matter how poor you are, the chiyuv tzedakah is to give a third of a shekel a year. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Ve'emadnu Oleinu Mitzvois Loses Oleinu Shlish HaShekel B'Shona. La'avod is based lokeinu. The mashmash that we had to give a third of a shekel for a year for tzedakah. There's another halacha to give meiser. Meiser, you have to give one tenth of what you make. That's a shalom. That's a midiraisa. That's a midirabonin. Those are shalom. That's called meiser. Certain people are potter from giving meiser. They don't make enough to live on themselves. They can't manage themselves. Certain times they're potter from meiser. But this is a chi of midiraisa, like to give a tzedakah that you have to give at least a third of a shekel a year. V'yom Rabasi. Shkula tzedakah kineged kol ha-mitzvahs. Giving tzedakah is worth it, like kineged all the mitzvahs. Shneimer says in this pasuk over in Nehemia, v'hemadnu oleinu mitzvahs. So mitzvah in ksiv kan doesn't say the mitzvah. We're talking about tzedakah. It doesn't just say mitzvah, ela mitzvahs.
Mashma, because the mitzvah stok tzedakah is keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Omer Reb Loza, Godol ha-maaser yoyse minoyse. A person that makes other people give tzedakah, that's called ha-maaser. You make other people give, that's a bigger reward than the people that give tzedakah themselves. Rashi says, Terech ha-maisim es chavreim, that the terech you do to make other people give tzedakah, that's even greater than the people that give tzedakah. Shneimar pasuk says, V'hoyah maaser tzedakah sholem. So mashma, my tzedakah shalom, that's greater. The one that gets, makes them get tzedakah, that's greater. So zocha, like this. If you give tzedakah, zocha leporish l'rov lachmecha. You know where your money is going to go to? Will go to tzedakah, go to aniyim. Loi zocha, let's say you don't give tzedakah, you're not zocha. Then of aniyim rudim tovi bayis. Means the same. Rudim Rashi says. In other words, the government will take away your money, whether it's through taxes, stamp the government. In other words, that's what we'll see later on. To a certain amount of money a year you have to lose. So if you're zoicha, you give it to tzedakah. And if you're not zoicha, if you don't give tzedakah, then stamp the money will be taken away from you. We'll soon see the meister. Oh, malu rov, livnei mechuzo. Rov told the people in his city, livnei mechuzo, the matusim menaychol like please. Also, Bahadi Adodi, listen, between yourselves, give tzedakah. Don't just hold the money for yourself, but give tzedakah. In order that you should have shalom with the king. In other words, the king should not come and take away taxes from you. Like we said, if you don't give tzedakah, so the king will take away from you. Therefore, it's kedai for you to go and give tzedakah yourself. Bizman shebeisamikdosh kayam, bizman they had the beisamikdosh, odom shoykol shikloyim eschapaloy. You give a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKavonis, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, that would be your kapara. But Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, today that we